This is Weekend, All Things Considered, from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. As the United States prepares for military action, the country that appears to be its first target is also getting ready. There are reports from Afghanistan that it is mobilizing its military and preparing its air defenses. But away from the centers of power there, a humanitarian crisis looms. Thousands of people are leaving Afghan cities, fearful of U.S. airstrikes, and heading for the Pakistani border. NPR's Rob Gifford went to the border crossing near the Pakistani city of Shaman and filed this report.
One-year-old Omid Raza is crying because he's hot, he's thirsty, and flies are swarming around his face. The little Afghani boy lies in his mother's arms, 50 yards inside the Pakistani border. Shaman is a barren desert town, but the area around the border crossing is thronged with people. The ground is covered with trash. Omid Raza's four-year-old brother squats down a few yards away and defecates by the side of the road. Their mother, totally invisible beneath her black hijab, is upset, and not surprisingly. We're about to be sent back to Afghanistan, she says. They won't allow us to stay here in Pakistan. She'd never heard of the World Trade Center before last week. Even now, she barely knows what happened there. But she's heard that the most powerful nation on earth is, for some reason, about to drop bombs on her homeland, Afghanistan. So she fled to the border with her husband and two children. They got across earlier this week, before the border was completely sealed today. But they were caught without proper papers by the Pakistani border police. The woman's husband, 23-year-old Gul Rahman, shakes his head ruefully. I don't want war with America, he says. I just want peace. I want safety for my family. Now I have no idea what I'm going back to. Gul Rahman and his family are at the sharp end of the new policy of the Pakistani government to allow no more Afghani refugees to cross the border. There are already about 2 million of them, and poverty-stricken Pakistan just can't cope. Not all the Afghanis in Pakistan need to be forcibly repatriated. Khan Ahata Nusri is 20 years old. He's an Afghani who's been living in Pakistan, and he's walking toward the border. I'm returning to Afghanistan to fight the jihad, he says. I don't want any enemies of Islam in my land. We'll carry out the jihad against America for Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban, he says, and for Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden may or may not have been behind the attacks on the United States last week. Whoever it was has brought chaos not only to innocent Americans, but also to innocent Afghanis. Just across the border on the Afghan side are several thousand old men, women, and children, just sitting, waiting, unable to cross over. Rob Gifford, NPR News, at Shaman on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border.